Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me, coming to you from the Zia Comics broadcast lair in beautiful downtown Las Cruces. I have a comic book review for you. Before we get into that review, though, one favor. Subscribe to the channel. It helps us a lot. That being said, man, looky, looky, comic booky. Look at that. That's pretty. Big old cap noggin right there on the front cover. It's United States of Captain America, numero uno. This is the one that it is a little misleading. They were kind of billing it as, oh, we're going to have a gay Captain America now. Yes and no. I kind of like the storyline. It was a little misleading the way they did that, and I think they did it just for shock value to sell comics. Anyway, you know, Cap is sitting there polishing his shield, and that's not a euphemism for anything. He's actually polishing his shield, thinking about, am I doing good by doing this, or am I actually dividing people more? You know, the whole dilemma that he has. You know, he's thinking back, people are burning him in effigy, but then other people are idolizing him. And, it's kind of weighing on his mind. And while he's deep in thought, crash right through the window. Somebody busts in. And whoever it is, they're quick, because Cap can, they're just as quick as he is. He can't get a hand on him. They beat the snot out of him and take his shield and leave. And the dude is dressed just like Captain America. So, Steve calls... He calls Sam Falcon. He said, hey, man, I need you over here now, Brooklyn. Somebody is dressed up as me. They stole my shield, and they're quick. So look for somebody moving very, very fast with my shield. Sam, kind of locates him because he's got the high ground up in the air. Cap has an old school motorcycle. Of course, it's going to be an old school motorcycle. It's Captain America. They find him near a train track. This dude throws the shield at an oncoming train, kind of derails it, and Cap's trying to save people out of there, and then Sam tells him, hey, we need to move this train or get out of the way because there's another train coming, and it's blocking the track. And they see a shadowy figure that looks like a Captain America dude with a shield. Cap snags him, and he's helping clear the train, too. Cap's getting ready to beat the snot out of the dude. Come to find out, it's just some rando dude who's dressed up like Captain America with a crappy, tinfoil shield. And he's telling him, I'm Captain America. He's this kid who was kicked out by his dad. He appears to be late teens, probably early 20s. His dad kicked him out because he didn't like his lifestyle, because he was gay. He had a boyfriend. So he's kind of homeless now, and he sees how people were picking on all the homeless people, especially the gay homeless people. And he decides he wants to be Captain America of the streets. And he tries to keep people from messing with those guys. And so Cap and Sam are talking to him, and Cap notices the little red laser beam on him. So he knocks him out of the way. The shot just catches the kid's arm. And Cap's like, wait a minute. They were aiming for you. They weren't aiming for me. What's up? Why are they wanting to take out you guys? And the guy's like, we have a whole network of these underground, I guess, Captain America is trying to do good in Cap's name. So, afterwards, and they take kid to the hospital, and he, after he gets treated, he books. They don't know where he's at. And they're trying to track him down because they don't want him to get hurt. So Cap and Sam agree to try to, find out what's going on. Sam's going to suit up again. This is the part I like when it's showing the street scene with the kid who was dressed up as Captain America. If you look in the background, whoever did the art for this is just genius. There's one of the marquees says tonight, the Cosmic Cubes. Another one is talking about they're welcoming back Dazzler for a concert. So there's a lot of little hidden things in there. And this kid, he's trying to do good. He wants to find out. And of course, Roxxon Corporation. They're starting to use those guys a lot more. Even if you watched Loki, you noticed when they went back to that one supermarket, it was a Roxxon or a Roxcart, which was an affiliate company of Roxxon. Big evil corporation. Think Lex Luthor, Luthor Corps. And they're rounding, you know, Roxanne is building this huge stadium for the city, and they promised the mayor they would get rid of all the homeless people. Well, how they did that, they rounded them all up and probably, you know, just put them in this, almost like a concentration camp, except they made them work. So, you know, kid, not happy with this. He dresses up as Cap again. He gets some red paint and makes him an outfit. They attack the guards and they get out. And last thing you see is him and his boyfriend riding the rails on top of the car, and they're taking off. And then, you know, Cap and Sam are really, really concerned about all these people, these underground Captain Americas, because they figure somebody's targeting them. Somebody wants to take them out. We need to find out why. And why did this guy come in and steal my shield? So we got, you know, a lot of questions. A lot of questions were presented in here. Hopefully, number one has all the questions, and the rest of them we're going to start getting some answers, because I'm kind of curious now. I'm saying United States of Captain America, subscribe. I'm usually not a big Cap fan. I'm not a big fan of the whole, you know, Boy Scout, always doing good type. But, you know, we're pulling in Sam, and now you got all these underground Captain Americas. It's kind of like the We Are Robin thing. I'm interested to see where this is going. So I'm going to say I would subscribe for now. I may change my mind later. But for now, United States of Captain America, I think is a good read, man. You should probably subscribe to it. Even if you're not a Cap fan like me, I'm not a big Cap fan. I'm intrigued by the story. That is my review, United States of Captain America number one. If you like that review and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe to this channel, man. It helps us a lot. And while you're at it, why don't you hit the bell icon? You'll be notified when we put up a new video. Until you see that new video. Later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.